This is Audible.
Penguin Random House Audio presents The 10-Day Belly Slim Down. Lose your belly, heal your gut, enjoy a lighter, younger you. By Kellyanne Petrucci, MSND. Read for you by Jody Bentley. This audiobook includes a downloadable PDF containing recipes, charts, shopping lists, meal plans, and all the tools you need to succeed at slimming down your belly fast and forever. Success is a funny thing. At times, it's easy to believe it's all about my writing skills, my speaking skills, or a catchy book cover. What I've learned is that it's much more than that. It's about you. You giving me the chance to enter your homes and transform your lives. I dedicate this book to you, my listeners, my readers, and viewers. My sincerest thanks, respect, and limitless gratitude to all of you. It's an honor to play a role in your journey to becoming slimmer, younger-looking, and healthier fast, using the program and principles in this book. Forward. Long before I got to know Dr. Kellyanne, I was an online fan, and I knew that I had to meet this cool, dynamic woman in person. When we first got together at the Soho House, New York, in Manhattan, I could see immediately that Dr. Kellyanne walks the walk. She radiates positivity and energy. Her skin glows, her eyes sparkle, her hair shines, she looks healthy. What I love most about Dr. Kellyanne is that she truly is all about beauty from the inside out. She understands the connection between being healthy on the inside and looking gorgeous on the outside. And she gives you the tools you need to achieve both goals naturally. A gifted clinician, Dr. Kellyanne has guided thousands of weight loss transformations during her 24 years as a medical practitioner, as well as tens of thousands more through her New York Times best-selling book, Dr. Kellyanne's Bone Broth Diet. Now she's back with an innovative, results-driven plan to slim your belly fast. I'm a fan of really clean, delicious food, and Dr. Kellyanne's plan lets you eat fabulous food while getting rid of belly fat. And as a makeup artist, I'm excited that this diet loads your skin with beautifying collagen as it works to give you a more defined waistline. To me, beauty is confidence. We are all works in progress. While some people are born confident, for most of us that takes some work. We all want to feel and look good and be comfortable in our own skin. Trust in Dr. Kellyanne's method to offer the inspiration and tips that will help you become the best version of yourself from the inside out. Bobbi Brown, founder of Bobbi Brown Cosmetics and best-selling author of Bobbi Brown Beauty from the Inside Out. Introduction. Kiss your belly fat goodbye. You're longing to wear skinny jeans. You're aching to wear slinky dresses. You're tired of hiding your muffin top under a beach cover-up or a baggy shirt. And you're fed up with your big belly making you feel old and unattractive. Well, you know what? If you want a beautiful belly, you can have it. In this book, I'm going to show you how to get lean, sculpted abs that will make strangers envy you and your friends ask, "What's your secret?" Here's my promise. If you follow my plan, you're going to lose your belly fat. You're going to stop hiding and start strutting. You're going to smile when you see yourself naked in the mirror. You're going to go from invisible to insufferably smug. And I'm going to take you there. And that's not all. In addition, you're going to take control over your belly. If you're tired of being bullied by your gut, tired of constant bloating, gas, and constipation, I'm going to show you how to take command. You'll become a belly boss, and from this point on, your gut will take orders from you. Want more? I'm also going to tackle the inflammation that makes your inner belly old and sick, so you won't just look younger on the outside, you'll be healthier on the inside. In addition, I'm going to load you with nutrients that beautify your skin, hair, and nails and heal your joints while they melt away your belly fat. And I'm going to balance your hormones so your uncontrollable cravings become history. As a result, your friends won't just envy your gorgeous belly. They'll wish they had your energy, your youthfulness, and your ability to walk away from that donut box without a second look. While this may seem like a quick-fix diet, it's not. This is an inflammation-blasting, blood-sugar-balancing, gut-healing program that will slim your belly and make you look younger and feel healthier. I know these are big promises, but trust me, I'm up to the job. I'm a weight loss specialist with more than 20 years of amazing transformations under my belt. And I've also helped tens of thousands of people lose weight through my books and my appearances as a regular contributor on The Dr. Oz Show. In addition, I currently work with some of the biggest names in Hollywood and New York City, men and women who need to look perfect on stage or on screen. For these celebrities, an extra inch on the waistline can kill a career, and gas and belly bloat are out of the question. Every single day, these stars' bellies need to be flawless. What's more, these celebs can't take the risk of doing diets that leave their skin dry and wrinkly or wreak havoc on their hair and nails. And they can't afford to get derailed by cravings that could potentially put them out of work. So they need a diet that makes them beautiful all over, controls their appetite, and puts them at the top of their game. I have to work magic to keep these stars beautiful inside and out, and I do. Moreover, I get results fast. While hundreds of thousands of people have lost weight on my 21-day bone broth diet, the celebrities I work with don't always have 21 days to slim their bellies. Frequently, they have a big event coming up quickly, a movie shoot, a concert tour, a TV special, and they don't have 3 weeks to get a beautiful belly. It's not only celebrities who need to slim their bellies fast, either. Many of my patients are up against a deadline, too. A wedding, a class reunion, a beach vacation. These people tell me, "Help, Dr. Kellyanne, I need to lose this weight now." That's why I've found a way to take off up to 10 pounds of belly fat in just 10 days. That's right, 10 days. Now I'm going to work the same magic on you. Give me 10 days and I'll give you a slimmer belly. What's my secret? A revolutionary diet based on state-of-the-art research showing that simply shrinking your eating window, meaning the hours during which you eat, can send your weight loss into the stratosphere. Think of this as a mini fasting. We're going to combine this strategy with two other powerful fat blasters: meals loaded with collagen and other delicious fat-burning superfoods, and lots of rich bone broth to nuke your cravings, to make you burn belly fat faster than you ever thought possible. And you know what? I'm not just going to get you into smaller clothes. I'm also going to help you look and feel younger, happier, healthier, and more confident. And then I'm going to tell you how to stay that way for the rest of your life. Why losing your belly is life-changing. Getting rid of ugly belly fat won't just change your wardrobe. It's going to change your life. Why? First of all, there's something about having slim-toned abs that gives you a glow, a new sense of self-respect. It makes you feel stronger, more beautiful, and just plain fabulous. When you slim down your belly, you'll stop concealing your figure and start flaunting it. You'll wear fun clothes that show off your body. You'll walk down the street as if you own it and enter a room with "Look at me" written all over you. And the gorgeous skin, hair, and nails you'll get from this diet will make you even more full of yourself. But that's not all. When you kiss bloat and constipation goodbye, you'll go from sluggish to supercharged. You'll perform better at work, at home, and dare I say it, in bed. And when your joints start to heal, another fantastic bonus of this diet, you'll get that spring back in your step. And that's just the beginning. When you lower your belly age, you'll speed up your metabolism, reduce your inflammation, and transform every cell in your body. Your heart will work better. Your cholesterol and triglycerides will improve. Your blood sugar will go down. You'll lower your risk of heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and cancer. Your doctor will congratulate you instead of laying a guilt trip on you. When's the last time that happened? And finally, when you kick those cravings, you will be in control of your weight forever. Yes, forever. F-O-R-E-V-E-R. So you're not just going to lose your belly fat. You're going to look and feel like a whole new you. The icky facts about belly fat. If you want still more reason to get rid of your belly fat, let's talk for a minute about just how sick that fat is making you. Because it's not a pretty picture. If you have excess belly fat, chances are that you are aging far faster than you need to be. You know why? Because even fat cells have to be healthy. When they aren't, they release a cascade of hormones that can make you very sick and age you prematurely. To understand why belly fat is so dangerous, you need to know how your body stores calories in its fat cells. Researchers used to think that we had a set number of fat cells in our bodies. And as we stored more and more calories, the existing cells simply got bigger, along with our waistlines. And no harm done. In short, it seemed we had an almost limitless ability to store excess calories effectively, if perhaps unattractively. Wrong. It turns out that belly fat is actually very active, and every year we recycle about 10% of our total belly fat cells. Some of us are lucky. Our fat cells behave normally because we can make lots of new cells to store excess calories. But others of us can't make enough. So our existing fat cells get larger and larger. Unfortunately, we now know that this is not without consequences. When fat cells get larger, everything goes bonkers inside these cells, and they become extremely unhealthy. Picture a fat cell as a house. Everything works great if it's just your family living in that house, right? But imagine what would happen if all your friends and your entire extended family moved in as well. Stressful? You bet. This is exactly what happens inside your belly fat cells. The stress of excess storage leads these cells to release pro-inflammatory hormones that wreak havoc throughout your entire body. This increases your risk for autoimmune diseases, such as lupus and Hashimoto's thyroid disease. It also increases your risk of developing cancer and dementia, and of having a stroke or heart attack. Moreover, unhealthy fat cells start to resist insulin, and insulin is one of the most important hormones in your body. One of its biggest jobs is to hold hands with sugar molecules and help usher sugar into your cells so they can use it as energy. Insulin also interacts with your belly fat, telling fat cells to release energy in a controlled fashion. But unhealthy fat cells resist rather than respond to insulin. They treat insulin like an unwelcome guest knocking at the door. This leaves your fat cells with only one choice: to store more calories and get even unhealthier. Eventually, your belly fat cells reach a tipping point and start to leak, releasing large amounts of molecules called free fatty acids into your bloodstream. These free fatty acids get deposited in your heart, liver, and pancreas, causing those organs to age prematurely. This, in turn, leads to cholesterol problems, diabetes, and vascular dysfunction. And that's not all. Did you know that the health of your belly fat also helps determine whether or not your immune system works well overall? Research shows that excess belly fat can actually blunt your immune system, causing you to get sick more often. When you take off that extra belly fat on my 10-day belly slim down, you're going to take enormous pressure off your fat cells. These cells will then start to release anti-inflammatory hormones, happy hormones, that promote healing and protect your heart and brain. So you won't just look good. You'll no longer be aging at an accelerated rate. In short, this is actually far more than a lose-your-belly-fat plan. It's really an anti-aging plan. And it's far more powerful than Botox, facelifts, and night creams, because it makes you younger from the inside out. Note: You can measure the health of your fat cells using advanced biomarker testing. Adiponectin and leptin are two hormones whose levels you can check yourself through direct lab testing. In most states, you can order these tests online, visit a local blood draw station, and receive your results via secured email within 1 week. One resource I recommend is yourlabwork.com/dr-kellyanne. My slim philosophy. If you know me already, you know that the slim in slim down doesn't just stand for skinny. It represents my slim philosophy. To be healthy, you need to feel S, safe, L, loved, I, important, M, motivated. Everything I do is about helping people develop a slim mindset. That's why this diet is a safe, nutrition-packed program, not a risky, quick-fix plan. It's why it's crucial that you realize that you're loved and important, and that you deserve to lose your belly fat and be gorgeous, healthy, and happy. And it's why my plan will motivate you to both slim your belly now and keep the weight off forever. Success story. B. Wilson. Weight lost, 13.4 pounds. Belly inches lost, 5.5. Who says you can't lose weight after menopause? At 68 years old, B had the most impressive results of anyone in our test group. She found it more challenging than did many of the younger participants, but she stuck it out. Now she says, "I've lost weight, decreased pain and inflammation, my skin is clearer, and I feel really good." Forget about I can't. If you're like most people, you've heard 4 myths about belly fat. In fact, you may have heard them from your own doctor. These myths lead straight to inaction. So, before we get started, I want you to get them out of your head right now. Here they are. Belly fat is part of aging. Accept it. If you've had a baby, you'll never have great abs again. Belly fat is hormonal. You can't fight it. You can't diet or exercise belly fat away. All of this is, to put it politely, crap. Let's start with the first myth, that you're doomed to develop a fat belly as you age. Take a look at me. I'm 51 and my waist is smaller than it was a decade ago. I've helped thousands of people lose their belly fat in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond. It's simply a matter of knowing what to do. Oh, and about that pregnancy myth? If you're struggling with post-delivery belly fat, I know it feels as if you've been cursed for eternity by the pregnancy witch, but when you follow my plan, those inches are going to come off and your belly is going to get firm. Trust me. I've had 2 kids, and I got my slim belly back. And I've shown thousands of other moms how to do it, too. Now let's talk about those hormones. Yes, the hormonal changes you go through as you age can put weight on your belly. That's true, and I'll talk about this later. But my diet is going to change your hormones in ways that make you burn fat faster. So forget about those myths. Because you can lose that belly fat. What's more, you don't need to take my word for it. To evaluate the effectiveness of my diet, I enrolled a test group run by an independent clinician. You'll hear many stories from test group participants throughout this audiobook. Here are the participants' results after just 10 days. They lost up to 13.4 pounds. They lost up to 5.5 inches around their bellies. Moreover, the benefits of the diet went far beyond weight loss. Here's what else participants reported. Their food cravings disappeared. They had better skin, less joint pain, more energy, better sleep, less belly bloating and discomfort, less acid reflux, and more beautiful hair, including fewer gray hairs. Their blood sugar improved, and one participant was able to discontinue taking insulin altogether. So kiss the you can't myths goodbye. You can get a beautiful belly. And if you follow my plan, You will. In addition, you'll get the other awesome bonuses I've promised. Less bloating and gas, healthier skin, thicker hair, happier joints, and lifelong control over your cravings. How are you going to work all this magic? That's what we'll talk about next. Part 1. The Basics of the 10-Day Belly Slim Down. Are you ready to go from hiding your belly to showing it off? Here's how my 10-Day Belly Slim Down is going to transform your belly from fat and bloated to flat and beautiful. Chapter 1. How I'm Going to Blast Your Belly Fat Fast. Are you sick and tired of your belly fat? Frustrated with diets that don't take it off? Angry that you don't look the way you want to look and can't wear the clothes you want to wear? Then you're in the right place, because I'm going to free you from that fat, and I'm going to do it fast. I've spent over 20 years showing people how to do the impossible, take off stubborn belly fat. That's a long time, and I know what works. What's more, as a specialist, I put my entire focus on weight loss and delaying aging. So unlike your regular doctor, who may well assume that 90% of patients will fail at losing weight and is totally resigned to that, I need to maintain a success rate of virtually 100%. Otherwise, I'm out of a job. Moreover, as I said earlier, I work with world-famous celebrities who can't take a gamble on a diet that might not work. These celebs have millions of dollars on the line, and they need to know that they'll be camera-ready. This means that for me, failure simply isn't an option. So I don't kid around, and I don't waste time with anything that's ineffective. That's why this diet is different, and why it's going to work. How I take the pounds off the stars, and how I'll take them off your belly too. Right now, I'm going to introduce you to the three powerful core strategies of my 10-Day Belly Slim Down. Separately, each of these strategies will melt pounds off you. Put them all together, and you're going to nuke your belly fat so fast your head will spin. I've used this diet to take pounds and inches off everyone, from Grammy Award-winning singers and New York celebs to regular folks who want to turn heads at a wedding or class reunion. It works. It works fast. And it leaves you healthier and younger looking from head to toe. What's more, this is an appetite control diet. It's designed to minimize your cravings, so you'll maximize your results. After guiding thousands of transformations over my career, I've targeted the three most powerful ways to take fat off your belly incredibly fast. Here they are. A compressed eating window. Think mini fasting. The number one biggest secret to rapid belly blasting. Bone broth burning and bone broth loading to quench your cravings and melt off pounds. Beautifying, fat-melting, gut-healing collagen in other slim-gestion foods, herbs, and spices. Superfoods that will optimize your digestion and kick your metabolism into overdrive. Separately, each of these strategies is dynamite. On the 10-Day Belly Slim Down, we're going to combine them into a triple punch to achieve incredible results in just 10 days. Here's a closer look at how we're going to melt that fat off your body. Strategy number 1. We're going to shrink your eating window. Right now, I'm guessing that you don't give much thought to the timing of your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. After all, what matters isn't when you eat, but what you eat, right? Well, surprise. As it turns out, the timing of your meals may actually matter more than the foods you choose. In fact, as you're about to discover, simply shortening your eating window is the most powerful weapon you have against belly fat. We've known for years, of course, that fasting is a magical way to burn fat off fast. In fact, people who fast intermittently lose weight much more quickly than people who diet but don't fast. Now, however, we're discovering something even more remarkable. It turns out that you don't need to fast for long periods to get results. Simply moving your daily meals a few hours closer together will help keep those extra pounds off. And that's true no matter what you eat. This idea sounds crazy, but there's hard science behind it. In 2012, scientists at the Salk Institute for Biological Studies in California compared mice that had access to food all day long to mice that ate only during an 8-hour window. Both groups of mice ate a high-fat diet, with about 60% of their calories coming from fat. One note here. Soon I'm going to tell you why you need to include several servings of healthy fats in your diet each day to stay slim. This method is not comparable at all to the high-fat diet used in this study. Studies like this one load up animals with tons and tons of unhealthy fats. That would be like me telling you to eat a 2-pound tub of margarine at each meal, rather than a few teaspoons of olive oil. So, what happened in this experiment? Over 100 days, the mice that ate all day got fat and developed high cholesterol, high blood sugar, and liver damage. But how about the little guys that ate for only 8 hours each day? They weighed 28% less than the other mice and were still healthy. Megumi Hattori, a co-author of the study, said, "For the last 50 years, we have been told to reduce our calories from fat and to eat smaller meals and snacks throughout the day. We found, however, that fasting time is important. By eating in a time-restricted fashion, you can still resist the damaging effects of a high-fat diet, and we did not find any adverse effects of time-restricted eating when eating healthy food." In a follow-up study, the same researchers fed mice one of four diets: high-fat, high-fructose, high-fat plus high-sucrose, and regular mouse chow. Some mice in each group got to eat all day. Others had to eat during a 9, 12, or 15-hour window. All of them ate the same number of calories, no matter what their eating window was. This time, the study lasted 38 weeks. At the end, the mice that ate the bad diets within a 9 or 12-hour window still had their slinky little bodies, even though the researchers let some of them cheat on the weekends. The other mice, however, were pudgy little sickos. Moreover, the mice that got fat on the unrestricted schedule lost weight when the researchers began restricting their eating window. Satchidananda Panda, who led both studies, said, "Time-restricted eating didn't just prevent, but also reversed obesity." That was exciting to see. Shortening your eating window won't just help you stay slim. It'll also help you get slim. In a more recent study, Panda and his team asked 8 overweight participants who normally ate for more than 14 hours each day to reduce their eating windows. The researchers report that when these people shrank their eating windows to 10 to 11 hours daily for 16 weeks, they reduced body weight, reported being energetic, and experienced improved sleep. Want more evidence of the powerful effects of reducing your eating window? Here's what other researchers are reporting. A 2017 study involving overweight men and women found that time-restricted eating, in this case, eating only between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m., increased fat burning and reduced hunger swings. It also improved metabolic flexibility. More on this later. Which is the body's ability to switch between burning sugar and burning fats. In an 8-week study testing the effects of a short eating window on athletes, researchers assigned 34 men who did resistance training to a restricted eating window group or a non-restricted group. They found that even though time-restricted eaters ate the same number of calories as participants with longer eating windows, they decreased their fat mass while their lean muscle mass stayed the same. In addition, their blood glucose, insulin concentrations, and markers for inflammation dropped. In a study using a mouse model of postmenopausal obesity, Researchers found that despite eating the same high-fat diet as mice with unlimited access to food, mice on a restricted eating schedule experienced a rapid weight loss and exhibited less insulin resistance over time. Time-restricted eating also reduced the severity of fatty liver, a dangerous problem that's currently epidemic in the United States. Another study tested the effects of time-restricted eating on middle-aged mice. They found that time-restricted eating without any calorie restriction helped alleviate the negative effects of an unhealthy diet on body weight and glucose tolerance. What's more, the benefits of giving your body a break from food go well beyond weight loss. Science shows that fasting helps keep your brain healthy, improves your insulin sensitivity, lowers your stress, helps you sleep better, improves your hormone production, enhances the function of your mitochondria, the energy factories in your cells, and even helps you live longer. In addition, new research shows that a fast-mimicking diet can lower blood glucose dramatically, helping to prevent diabetes, and reduce production of IGF-1, a hormone linked to aging and disease. Mice eating the fast-mimicking diet developed fewer tumors as well. Recent research also indicates that restricting your eating window to fewer hours in the day can lower your risk for breast cancer. All this makes perfect sense when you think about it. Our genes are nearly identical to the genes of our early ancestors, and they ate only during daylight hours, not at night. It's hard to find that leftover mastodon leg in the dark when you don't have candles or light bulbs. Our bodies are biologically wired for long food-free stretches, and they need this time to metabolize our food and clean out toxins. When we cheat them out of this fasting phase, we get fat and sick. The take-home lesson here is simple. When you eat truly is as important as what you eat. This is a revolutionary finding that is transforming the way experts think about weight loss, health, and food. And it's why in this diet, you're going to shorten your eating window dramatically. Basically, you're going to eat 2 daily meals, lunch and dinner, within a 7-hour window. Yes, you can survive skipping breakfast. I bet you've heard all your life that eating breakfast is all important. If you skip this meal, many people say, you'll wind up gorging for the rest of the day and packing on pounds. Well, guess what? That's not true. A few years ago, a group of researchers decided to take a closer look at this claim. Searching the literature, they scrounged up every relevant study they could find. And guess what? They discovered that there's no good evidence to support the idea that skipping breakfast makes you fat. In fact, they went so far as to call the science behind the claim distorted. The New York Times summarized the researchers' findings, saying that only a handful of rigorous, carefully controlled trials have tested the claim. And generally, they conclude that missing breakfast has either little or no effect on weight gain, or that people who eat breakfast end up consuming more daily calories than those who skip it. So put this myth in the busted file. In reality, reducing your eating window by skipping breakfast is one of the best weight loss tricks in the world. Now, before you panic, let me tell you this. You won't be hungry. Let me repeat this. You won't be hungry. That's because during both your fasting window and your eating window, you're going to be loading up on luscious bone broth. And that's what we'll talk about next. Strategy number 2. We're going to add the power of bone broth burning and bone broth loading. Bone broth is the secret I've used to slim down tens of thousands of people on my bone broth diet. And now it's going to do the same thing for you. That's why I call it my liquid gold. In the morning and between your 2 meals, you're going to drink cups and cups of this gorgeous broth. Here's a basic overview. I'll give you the details in the next chapter. In the morning, you'll drink bone broth enriched with fat-burning herbs and spices. This is the broth burning phase, and it will melt the fat off you like magic. This is where most of your belly blasting will happen. In the afternoon, between your meals, you'll drink bone broth loaded with detoxifying fiber-rich vegetables. This is the broth loading phase, and it will cleanse your body and load you up with satisfying fiber to keep you regular, eliminate cravings, and banish the bloat. Now, let's talk about this bone broth, because it's awesome. I'm betting that you know a little about bone broth already. Maybe you heard Laura Prepon calling it the fountain of youth, or saw Salma Hayek extolling it as the Botox alternative. Maybe you heard Gwyneth Paltrow and Kourtney Kardashian singing its praises, or caught Shailene Woodley saying that it's everything. If you live in a big city, you've probably even passed pricey cafes selling it for $9 or $10 a mug. Well, guess what? I was doing bone broth before bone broth was cool. In fact, I've been prescribing it to my patients for decades because it's the biggest key to rapid weight loss. If you haven't tried bone broth, it's nothing like that thin, boring broth in a can. Bone broth simmers for hours and hours, releasing deep nutrition that satisfies your hunger on the cellular level. As a result, you can go for hours between meals without ever feeling deprived. That's why you'll be able to effortlessly reduce your eating window on this diet. But bone broth does much, much more than simply quench your cravings. Here are three more reasons it's weight loss magic. It's loaded with gelatin that soothes and heals your gut. Later I'll tell you how an inflamed, leaky gut ages and sickens your belly, packing pounds onto it. When you soothe that leaky gut with gelatin, I compare it to rubbing aloe vera on a sunburn, you help it heal, making it healthy and strong again. It's rich in the amino acid glycine, a powerful inflammation fighter that also flushes fat-promoting toxins from your body. It's mostly water, so it keeps you hydrated, boosting your body's ability to burn fat. A study published in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism found that drinking 500 milliliters of water, equivalent to about 17 ounces, increases the metabolic rate by 30% in healthy men and women. So, when you drink bone broth, you satisfy your cravings, heal your gut, fight inflammation, burn fat faster, take years off your inner belly, and cleanse toxins from your body. How's that for belly fat blasting magic? It's easy to see why bone broth is a centerpiece of both my 21-day bone broth diet and my turbocharged 10-day belly slim down. And guess what? This fabulous food doesn't just make you lose weight like crazy. You'll also get these bonuses. Bone broth is loaded with the building blocks of skin-smoothing collagen. So, while you're shrinking your belly, you'll be erasing lines and wrinkles as well. You'll also get a big dose of wrinkle-blasting collagen elsewhere in this diet. More on that shortly. The glucosamine and chondroitin in bone broth are the same nutrients many doctors use to treat arthritis. One of the most frequent comments I hear from people drinking bone broth is, "My joints feel so much better." The magnesium and glycine in bone broth are calming and relaxing, so you'll sleep better and feel less stressed during the day. All this is why I tell my patients to drink bone broth every day, forever. You can't do anything, anything better for your health and your waistline. And right now, it's going to strip that fat off you fast. So now you know two of my potent belly blasting strategies. Now let's look at number three. Strategy number three. We're going to load you up with slimming, beautifying collagen and other slimgestion foods. For the next 10 days, you're going to eat the most powerful belly fat-burning foods on the planet. These foods are going to slim, cleanse, and heal your gut. At the end of 10 days, you're going to feel like a whole new you with a flat, beautiful belly. Let me introduce you to my Slimgestion superfoods. Fat-melting, age-defying collagen. People are going absolutely gaga for collagen these days. Watch the news, and you'll hear Jennifer Aniston and other celebrities swearing by it. And you'll see people flocking to buy Jamba Juice's collagen smoothies. Why is collagen all the rage right now? First of all, it's one of Mother Nature's most powerful fat-melting foods. Collagen has the same gorgeous nutrients as the gelatin you get from bone broth, in a highly concentrated and assimilable form. Like bone broth, it heals your gut and fights inflammation, so your extra pounds fall right off. And that's not all. The amino acids in collagen build strong, lean muscle, sculpting your core. And collagen fills you up and eliminates cravings, which is why you're going to indulge in a rich, creamy, sinfully delicious collagen shake every single day on this diet. But collagen isn't just a diet friend. It's a diet friend with benefits. Here's the story. After the age of 20, you start to lose about 1% of your body's natural collagen each year. That's bad news because without enough collagen to keep your skin strong, you start to develop wrinkles, sagging, and cellulite. Sadly, most diets make matters even worse, leaving people looking still older and wrinklier. That's because they deprive people of the nutrients, such as collagen, that protect and strengthen skin. Well, trust me, that's not going to happen on this diet. Instead, you're going to add a powerful collagen fix to your diet every single day, making you younger looking and less wrinkly. Skeptical? Here's just some of the research showing that you truly can eat your wrinkles away by taking a collagen supplement. One group of researchers found that women taking oral collagen exhibited a statistically significant reduction of eye wrinkle volume in just weeks. Another study reported that collagen offers strong protection against sun-induced skin damage and photoaging. In a third study, participants using collagen had firmer skin and reported less skin dryness, fewer wrinkles, and a reduction in the depth of their nasolabial folds. Laugh lines. I see results like this in my practice all the time. Patients who are initially hesitant to try my diet because they're afraid it will age them, are totally over the moon when they see how moist, dewy, and smooth their skin becomes. And remember, collagen will give you stronger skin everywhere. While it's blasting those wrinkles, it'll also fight that cellulite on your butt and thighs by firming and tightening the skin in these areas. So your friends won't just admire the beautiful belly you'll have after 10 days. They'll also whisper behind your back, "Did she have work done?" And guess what? I'm not done yet. Collagen also strengthens your hair, making it thicker and glossier. A two-part research project involving gelatin, basically the cooked form of collagen, found that the most dramatic effect of supplementing the normal diet with 14 grams of gelatin daily was an increase in hair diameter averaging 9.3% in the first study and 11.3% in the second study. The researchers also reported approximately 70% of the subjects in both studies showed increases in hair diameter ranging from 5% to 45%. No thickening shampoo in the world is going to give you results like those. Want more? Collagen helps strengthen your fingernails. According to researchers, gelatin, again simply the cooked form of collagen, increases significantly the hardness of fingernails and apparently improves nail defects in normal subjects. So you can see why I want you to drink that collagen-rich shake every single day and why I recommend that you keep up the collagen habit even after your diet is over. In addition to making you slimmer, it's going to give you a makeover all over. Beautiful proteins. During your diet, you're going to eat clean, natural proteins such as salmon, shrimp, steak, chicken, turkey, lamb, and eggs. These proteins are packed with fat-fighting nutrients, including choline, conjugated linoleic acid, and omega-3 fatty acids. And they're rich in the amino acids that build lean muscle. Vibrant veggies. Every day you're going to load up on gorgeous greens. These foods will fill you up and blast your bloat. They'll also supercharge your cells with phytonutrients that cleanse your body, rev up your metabolism, and blast your belly fat. And they'll give you a big dose of fiber, which can moderate your hunger so you are able to say no to temptation. Fat-battling grapefruit and berries. I've cut nearly all fruit from this diet because it raises your blood sugar, and that can translate into more belly fat. But two fruits have such amazing fat-burning effects that I want you to eat them every day. The first is grapefruit, which I want you to include in your diet unless it interferes with any medications you're taking. More on this later. Here's why. Grapefruit contains a compound called nutcatone, which stimulates your metabolism and ramps up your fat burning. Animal research shows that grapefruit juice has more powerful weight loss effects than sibutramine, a diet drug that's now banned. And unlike sibutramine, it's good for you. Berries also punch above their weight when it comes to burning fat. Here's a look at the magic they work. Blueberries help burn off abdominal fat and keep your blood sugar under control. Strawberries reduce your insulin levels after a meal. That's important because, as you'll recall, excess insulin leads to insulin resistance, and that leads to more belly fat. Raspberries can protect against visceral fat, and they help activate a hormone called adiponectin, which can improve your insulin balance. In addition, grapefruit and berries are rich in fiber, so they help fight cravings. And berries satisfy your sweet tooth, so they'll help you steer clear of cookies, ice cream, and other diet wreckers. High-powered herbs and spices. On this diet, you'll load your meals with slim-gestion herbs and spices. These foods may be small, but trust me, they're mighty. Some of these herbs and spices are thermogenic, meaning that they turn up your body heat and rev up your metabolism. Others are adaptogens, substances that help your body adapt to stress. Still others fight bloat, lower inflammation, cleanse your system, and fight aging. Slimming fats. Each day on your diet, you'll eat 2 servings of luscious, healthy fats. Yes, fats. And I want to take a little of your time to talk about this. So make yourself a cup of tea, get cozy, and let's dish. I know that for years, nutrition authorities said that eating fat makes people fat and sick. However, as you know, if you're savvy about current research in nutrition, this is not true. In reality, the science shows that eating the right fats helps you lose fat. And what's more, eating good fats helps keep you healthy. Here are just some of the most recent findings comparing low-fat diets to diets that include a moderate dose of fat. The A to Z weight loss study lasted 12 months and involved more than 300 overweight, non-diabetic, premenopausal women. It compared 4 diets. Atkins, the lowest in carbs and highest in fat, Zone, Ornish, and the Learn diet. The women eating the Atkins diet lost twice as much weight as the women eating the other diets, and their cholesterol and blood pressure improved as well. More recently, researchers randomized 34 patients with at least 2 symptoms of metabolic syndrome, a combination of risk factors including a big belly, high triglycerides, bad cholesterol, high blood pressure, and elevated blood sugar, to a 2-week paleo-style program, which is low in carbs and rich in healthy fats, or a healthy, calorie-matched diet lower in fat. Compared to the low-fat control diet, the paleo diet resulted in greater reversal of metabolic syndrome symptoms and a greater reduction of cardiovascular risks. What's more, While the goal here was to keep participants' weight unchanged, the researchers say that more weight loss was observed in the Paleolithic group. Another study compared the effects of a paleo diet to a standard low-fat diabetic diet on patients with type 2 diabetes. Researchers found that compared to the standard diabetes diet, the paleo diet resulted in lower HbA1c levels, a long-term measure of blood sugar levels, lower triglyceride levels, lower blood pressure levels, and higher levels of HDL, good cholesterol. In addition, these dieters lost more weight than the diabetic diet group. Cochrane, a highly respected independent health research group, reviewed low-glycemic and high-glycemic diets. Low-glycemic diets are rich in fats and low in carbs, while high-glycemic diets are low in fats and high in carbs. The group concluded, overweight or obese people on low-glycemic index diets lost more weight and had more improvement in lipid profiles than those receiving comparison diets. Body mass, total fat mass, body mass index, total cholesterol, and LDL cholesterol all decreased significantly more in the LGI group. What's more, the researchers found that people on the low-glycemic diets did as well as or better than those on calorie-controlled high-glycemic diets, even when the people on the low-glycemic diets were allowed to eat as much as they wanted. In short, the facts are in, and the message is clear. A diet that supplies your body with healthy fats will burn more fat off you than a low-fat, high-carb diet. And since belly fat is the fastest to mobilize, that means your muffin top will go fast. In addition, the changes in your blood sugar, cholesterol, and triglyceride levels will make your doctor happy. But Dr. Kellyanne, isn't saturated fat bad for me? There's a good chance you already know that avocados, olive oil, nuts, and omega-3 rich fatty fish, foods that doctors put on the naughty list not long ago, are now back on the nice list. So the idea of adding these foods to your diet may not scare you, especially now that you know that eating fat burns fat. But steaks, burgers, pot roast, and other foods containing saturated fat, those might give you a fright. After all, for decades you've heard that eating saturated fat won't just make you fat, it'll kill you. Allegedly, eating red meat is the quickest way to drop dead of a stroke or a heart attack. And maybe you saw a recent scare report about coconut oil's high saturated fat content. But if you're asking, Dr. Kellyanne, do you want me dead? No, I most certainly do not. I want you to be showing off a beautiful slim belly for decades and decades to come. So, when I include such foods as red meat and coconut oil on my diet, it's because I know that saturated fat is not bad for your cardiovascular system. If you don't believe it, check out the findings from a 2014 meta-analysis, a powerful type of study that combines data from many other studies. This study found no association between saturated fat and all-cause mortality, coronary heart disease, ischemic stroke, or type 2 diabetes. The researchers concluded, current evidence does not clearly support cardiovascular guidelines that encourage high consumption of polyunsaturated fatty acids and low consumption of total saturated fats. Still skittish? Then take a look at a 2015 study in the British Medical Journal. This one basically came to the same conclusion. Saturated fats are not associated with all-cause mortality, cardiovascular disease, coronary heart disease, ischemic stroke, or type 2 diabetes. As for the coconut oil report, it claimed that this oil might raise levels of LDL, bad cholesterol. However, this report was surprisingly out of date when it comes to how we interpret cholesterol levels. We now know that it's not your overall cholesterol, but your ratio of good to bad cholesterol that matters. So let's look at the evidence when it comes to coconut oil, cholesterol, and related health markers. In one study, 40 obese women ate soybean oil or coconut oil 3 times a day for 12 weeks. They also ate a low-calorie diet and walked 50 minutes a day. Both groups lost weight, but the women eating coconut oil had smaller waist circumferences at the end of the study, while the women eating soybean oil had slightly larger waists. The women eating coconut oil also improved their levels of HDL, the good cholesterol, and reduced their levels of C-reactive protein, CRP, a marker of inflammation. In another study, researchers asked women to eat a high-fat coconut oil-based diet, a low-fat coconut oil-based diet, or a diet containing highly unsaturated fats. The women ate each diet for about 3 weeks, with a washout period in between, during which they ate their typical diets. Women eating the high-fat coconut oil-based diet significantly lowered their levels of lipoprotein, a blood marker that predicts heart attack risk more accurately than cholesterol levels do. Still another study, this one of 116 patients with coronary artery disease, found that a diet rich in coconut oil increased HDL cholesterol, the good cholesterol, and decreased waist circumference and body mass. In short, while coconut oil may raise LDL levels, studies confirm that it also raises HDL levels, and it's the ratio that matters. In addition, the research shows that a diet rich in coconut oil leads to reductions in body mass, a smaller waist circumference, and reductions in markers of inflammations and cardiovascular risk. So, meat won't kill you, and coconut oil won't either. As cardiologist Asim Malhotra recently put it, this idea that dietary saturated fats build up in the coronary arteries is complete, unscientific nonsense. I couldn't agree more. Let me add 3 cautions here, however. First, it does appear that it's not good to eat saturated fat along with huge amounts of carbohydrates and sugar, because this can increase the bad effects of the carbs and sugar. The good news is that on this diet, you'll be slashing the carbs and sugar. If you aren't willing to limit your carb and sugar intake after you finish the diet, then you should limit your saturated fat intake. Second, while saturated fats are healthy, you don't want to overload yourself with them. One problem I see in my practice is that many dieters interpret eat low carb to mean eat tons of fat. That's a bad idea with any fat, no matter how healthy it is. On this diet, you'll eat small, healthy amounts of fats. Third, different bodies respond in different ways to foods, so the right amount of saturated fat for one person might be too much for another. One thing I stress as a naturopathic physician is to do what works for your own body. This may take a little trial and error on your part. For instance, if you aren't taking off weight like crazy, try cutting down a little on your saturated fat, by limiting your intake of red meat or coconut oil, for example, and see what happens. Simply keep these 3 rules in mind, especially the one about not overdoing it, and you can eat those saturated fats fearlessly. What the 10-day belly slim down is going to do for you, inside and out. Right now, I know that your number one goal is to take off ugly belly fat. And that's my number one goal for you too. However, that's just the start of what this diet will do for you. In fact, we're going to transform your belly inside and out. I call it the 10-day belly slim down twofer. Over the next 10 days, here's what we're going to do. We're going to shrink your belly size. On this diet, your excess pounds and inches are going to melt away. That's because we're going to conquer the biggest culprit behind belly fat, excess insulin. As my friend Alan Hopkins, MD, likes to say, insulin is a fat fertilizer. Have you ever seen someone with diabetes go on insulin and then gain 20 to 30 pounds? It happens all the time. Here's a quick explanation of why this phenomenon occurs and why excess insulin puts weight on your belly even if you aren't diabetic. When you have too much blood sugar, which virtually every